sing the praise of. Now, we are reading the Bhagavata Purana, verse number 34, I think we finished. 35th verse onwards we take up. Sinchanganaha tudadharamuta purakena hasavaloka kalagitaja hrichaya agnim no chedvayam viraha jagni upayukta dehaha dhyanena yama padayoho padavim sakete. This is the speech of Gopikas continuing, because earlier Lord Krishna said, why have you come here all the way? It's dead of night. It is really frightening experience for women like you to come here all the way. Go back to your houses, look after your children, kith and kin, your husbands, your elders, and so on. Then for that, the Gopikas began to reply. So the foremost duty of women folk, according to you, is to wait upon our relations, our husband, and so on. But in fact, you are everything for us. So what is wrong in our serving you with soul dedication? Tanna prasida parameshwara, etc. They have said earlier. Padau padam na charataha tava padamulatu. And what can we do after going home? Because you have already stolen our hearts. Our hands also are not interested in performing any more the domestic course. So you have come here. Padau padam na charataha tava padamulatu. Our feet refuse to go a budge even an inch from the sole of your feet. Yamaha katham vrajam. How shall we go back to our village? Atho karava makimva. Or what can we do? Then the next verse is Sincha anga naha todadhara murta pura kena hasa avaroka kalagitaja hrutshaya agnim. Sincha drench. Sincha is imperative mood. O Lord, drenches. Anga, the word anga is a term of endearment. Anga, my dear, my beloved. So whoever is dear to you, you can call anga. It may be man or woman. Sincha anga naha todadharamuta pura kena hasa avaloka kalagitaja hrutshaya agnim. Naha hrutshaya agnim sincha. That is, drench the fire, quench the fire, remove the fire, extinguish the fire that is raging in our hearts. Tvadadharamuta purakena. The word puraka normally means that which completes, a complementing thing. But here puraka means pravaha, the stream. Tvat adhara amruta pravahena icharsaha. Adhara amruta pravaha, the nectar that flows from your lower lip. Hasa avaloka, by that, hasa, by your beautiful smiles, avaloka, nice glances, kalagita, and beautiful music that you have been singing on your flute. Ja, by all this is generated hrut shaya agni. Hrut is heart, shaya that which abides in the heart, agni is fire, that is the fire of what is called as passion which is raging in our hearts. Hrut shaya also is another word for Manmatha, the god of love, because he is generated from the heart. He is called Bhavaja. He is from generated in the mind itself, the persons. So our feeling of love for you are raging like fire. So why don't you just drench them and then quench them with your beautiful smile and also the nectar and sweet music that is flowing from your flute. No chet. If you don't do like that, then what will happen? Vayam virahaja agni upayukta dehaha. With our hearts, upayukta means consumed by agni, the fire of viraha, separation from you. Virahaja agni upayukta dehaha dhyanena yama padayoho padavim sakete. Dhyanena, through meditation, like saints, like yogins, we'll also adopt the path of yoga and then give up our bodies and ultimately reach your feet. We're not going to leave you. Don't you ever think like that. So, even after death, we are going to attain you through yoga. Dhyanena, yama, we attain. Padayoho padavim. Padavi is the place where your feet are located. That is your abode. Yama, we will reach that place. Sakhe is very important, significant expression. The Lord is being addressed with Gopikas as a Sakha, friend. That is the closest kind of relationship a devotee can cherish with the Lord. You know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, the nine types of bhakti enumerated by Prahlada in the Bhagavata Purana itself, 7th Skandha, mentions Sakya Bhakti also towards the end. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Every other relationship is good. For example, you can consider yourself as the beloved of the Lord, but still a kind of distance is maintained. And he is the master and you are the servant. Even a kind of distance is maintained. A servant cannot enter the private chambers of the master, however close he may be. But a friend can do that. So the Sakya Bhakti is most important. And the Gopikas address the Lord as Sakha. He Sakhe, oh my dear friend, Te Padavim Yama. You will reach your feet even by meditation and contemplation. Yarhi Ambujaksha Tava Padatalam Ramayaha Dattakshanam Kvajiti Aranya Jana Priyasya Asprakshma Tat Prabhuti Nanya Samaksham Anga Sthatum Tvaya Abhiranita Bata Paraya Amaha. We are on verse number 36. Not this. This is Upadesha Sahasri.
You don't have
one.
I'll get one. And my room will have one.
Okay.
But she has
one. On the wrong shelf. It's really
rough. Anyway, it doesn't make me.
It's okay. I'll just kind of follow it.
Right.
I have one in my room. Shall I bring?
No, it's fine.
Yerhi Ambuja Aksha. Please note the expressions. Ambuja Aksha. Earlier in verse number 33, we have the word Aravinda Netra. Aravinda Netra, Ambujaksha, are synonymous. One who has got lotus like eyes. That is an unmistakable characteristic feature of Lord Vishnu according to the Vaishnavas. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam eva makshini, Chandogya Upanishad says. Kamalayataksha, Ambujaksha, Nirajaksha, Padmaksha, everything is synonymous. So, yarhi means yada prabhuti. From that moment when Ambujaksha tava padatalam ramayaha dattakshanam, your feet have been served by Rama or Lakshmi. Dattakshanam, the word kshana means utsava, festival. Rama or Lakshmi had the greatest joy of her life. How? In serving the feet of your Lord Narayana. So the moment Lakshmi touches your feet and then stroke and then serve you, kvachiti aranya jana priyasya, these feet have also granted that kind of bliss sometimes only, not all the time, to those who are living in the forest. Kvachit, sometimes. Kadachit, another word. Aranya jana priyas, people who are fond of living in the forest. The sages. The sages also had the opportunity of serving your feet sometime, but not all the time. Asprakshma, and that kind of feet of yours, asprakshma we touch. Ever since we touch, from then on, tat prabhurti, yarhi tat prabhurti. Yarhi means yada, from then onwards, tada prabhurti, yat prabhurti, tat prabhurti. The moment we touch your lotus feet, which gave the greatest joy of life to Lakshmi and also to the great sages living in the forest doing penances. The moment we touch it, asprakshma, this is root sprush, to touch. Asprakshma is the aorist form of past tense, first person plural. Asprakshma, asprakshva, asprakshma are the other forms. The moment we touch it, tat prabhuti, from then on, na anya sanga samak, na anya samaksham anga sthatum tvaya Abhiramita Bata Parayamaha. Bata, what a wonder. Na Parayamaha, we are unable to statum, even stand before anybody else. Anga again is used here, the term of endearment. That shows the close kind of intimacy that the Gopikas had with the Lord. Ever since we touched your feet, from that moment onwards, we swear we are not able to stand the sight of any other person. Na Anya Samaksham. Anyasya samaksham, anya samaksham, anga sthatum api parayamaha. Par means karma samaptav. The rule, tenth conjugational root, unable to, we are not able to stand the presence of anybody because you have made us so happy. Tvaya abhiramitaha. What else is required by us? Then, other important statement coming from the mouth of the so-called illiterate Gopikas. Gopikas might not have been educated in the formal way, but still they knew everything about the glory of Lord Krishna, that he is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, if I may say so, from the Sri Vaishnava tradition, or the source of creation according to, and also the source of all other incarnations according to the other traditions. They knew everything about it. Shrihi yat padambuja rajaha chakame tulasya labdhavapi rakshasi padam kila dhurtya jushtam. Yat padambuja rajaha. Pada ambuja rajaha. The pollen of whose lotus feet. Shrihi chakame. Lakshmi desired. Kham is the verbal root here. Kham kantau to desire. Chakame is perfect past tense. What did Lakshmi do? Lakshmi had a unique opportunity of staying or abiding on the chest of Lord Vishnu, along with Tulasi. Tulasi garland is there adorning the chest of the Lord, and so does Lakshmi. She is such in a high position, but still she wants to be in touch with the pollen of your feet. In fact, that is reserved for people like me, like servants, but even Lakshmi is desirous of serving your feet. So what is wrong if we aspire for the pollen of your feet? Even Lakshmi is enamored of stroking your feet and then serving you in different capacities. Shrihi yat padambuja rajaha chakamehi tulasya labdhvapi rakshasi padam. Padam labdhvapi. Even after attaining the position of status on the chest of the Lord, how? Along with tulasi. Tulasya, instrumental case. Tulasya saha ityarthaha. Sometimes the word saha and samam sakam are not expressed, but still the sense is there. Tulasya saha vakshasi padam labdhva api. Even at attaining the position of glory on the chest of the Lord along with Tulasi, Tulasi may also be taken as another consort of the Lord. Tulasi Devi is being worshipped. The personification is there. Padam kila bhritya drushtam vakshasi padam. Padam, that position she got. But still, bhritya drushtam ambuja rajaha chakane. Lakshmi, you have such a glory and status. Desired the lotus feet of yours, that is the pollen of your, the dust of your feet, as you say. Yasyaha, and again, how is Lakshmi, not an ordinary woman? Yasyaha svavikshana krite anyasura prayasaha, anyasuranam prayasaha, anyasura prayasa, anyasuraha, anyasuraha. Other deities are striving their best, what for? To become an object of your side glances. Everybody wants to be glanced by Lakshmi. Yasyaha svavikshana krite swasya avalokana krite ichartha. Indra wants, oh, how I wish Lakshmi look at me. Indra, Kubera, Varuna, all these gods ever desire the status of being viewed by or looked at by the side glances of Lakshmi. That is the greatness of Lakshmi. Everybody wants to be blessed by Lakshmi. And then even such Lakshmi is serving your feet. Yasyaha svavikshana krite anyasura prayasaha tadvat shrivat, like Shri, like her, vayancha tava padarajaha prapannaha. We have also resorted to prapannaha, means saranam gataha tava padarajaha, the dust of your feet. So this is the humble desire expressed by the Gopikas. Even Lakshmi wants to serve your feet. So why don't we then have the opportunity? Why do you deny this opportunity to us?
Tat naha prasida vrujinardana te angrimulam praptaha.
Tat naha prasida, therefore be kind towards us.
Vrujina ardana. Vrujinam is dukkham. Ardayatiti ardanaha.
Janardanaha, we have another word for Lord Krishna. Janan ardayati, the word ard, the root ard has got two meanings. Ard to please and also to punish. It depends upon the circumstances. At the time of Pralaya, he is called Janardana. Janan Piyadayati Janardana. Other times, he pleases the good people. Janardana. Here it is Vrujina Ardana, Dukha Hantaha, one who destroys misery. O Lord, Te Angrimulam Praptaha. They have reached the sole of your feet. Again, see the word Angrimulam, Already Padamulam has been used earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharanagati is the only means of salvation. There is no other goal. Bhakti looks very attractive, but highly deceptive it is. Pratipada bhaye bhakti marge, says Vedantishika. Bhakti looks very attractive, especially number of loopholes in the way. We don't know to what extent we are able to please the Lord by our prayers, by our salutations, by our compositions and so on. So the sole means of salvation, the unmistakable way, is to resort to the Lord's feet. Trust is in his saviorship. Everything is okay. So again and again you see this stress on prapannaha and then padamulam mumukshun bhajate, etc. etc. Tanna prasida vrujanardhana te angrimulam praptaha visrujya vasatihi tadupasana ashaha tvatu upasana ashaha. The sole desire or ambition of waiting upon you, we have given up our abodes. Vasatihi visrujya. Vasatihi, abode. Griham. Vasatim, vasati, vasatihi, accusative plural. Having given up our house, homes have come to you, and therefore be kind to us. Tvat sundara smita nirikshana tivra kama tapta atmanam purushabhushana dehi dasyam. Dasyam dehi. Give us the opportunity of serving you. Dasaha, dasi, dasasya bhavaha, dasyam. Servitude. Dehi dasyam, dasyam dehi. The Lord is here addressed as Purusha Bhushanaha, the jewel amongst men. Tvas sundara smita nirikshana tivra kama taptatmanam naha. Dasyam dehi. He give us, you give us the opportunity of serving you. And we are tivra kama taptatmanam. We are tormented by the intense longing generated by tvat sundara smita, your gentle, beautiful smiles and also side glances. Nirikshana tivra kama taptatmanam. So we are tortured by the pangs of separation, longing generated by your beautiful looks and then gentle smile. Why don't you give us the opportunity of serving you? And incidentally, what is moksha according to the Sri Vaishnavas? Moksha is not merely reaching Vaikuntha, but serving the Lord. Dasyam or Kainkariyam, we are also coming across the word Kinkarinam in the 41st verse here. Kainkariyam Dasyam, that is the summum bonum of human life. That is the Purushartha, Parama Purushartha. There are four Purusharthas of human life: Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. And Moksha doesn't merely consist of getting away from this world and not being born at all. No. To go to the Lord's place and then serve him in different capacities. We have a beautiful pasuram by one of the earliest of the Alvars called Poihe Alvar. There are first three Alvars. One of them is called Poihe Alvar. He says, Shanral Kodayam, Irundal Singadanamam, Ninral Maravadiyam, Neel Kadalul Yendrum Punayam, Pulgumanayam, Pumbattam, Tirumark, Aravu. Adishesha is serving Lord Vishnu in different capacities. He is called one of the Nitya Suris, the ever liberated souls. Adishesha, Garuda, Vishvaksena, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanasujata, all they are called ever liberated souls. They never knew what bondage was in this world. And what does Adishesha do? Chandral, the Lord wants to walk. Kodayam, he becomes the umbrella. He spreads his hoods and acts as an umbrella. Irundal Singha Adhanamam, the Lord wants to sit. He doesn't even say, I want to sit. The moment Sankalpa comes to him, immediately Adishesha understands, folds his body to a beautiful chair for him. Shanral Kodayam, Irundal Singadhanamam, Ninral. He understands, oh, the Lord wants to walk perhaps. He becomes his sandals for the Lord. Irundal Singadhanamam, Ninral Maravadiyam, Neel Kadalul Enrum Punayam. He becomes the couch also on the vast Milky Ocean if the Lord merely desires to lie down. And he acts as a lighthouse. The Lord is asleep. He with his beautiful gem-studded hoods provides a lamp also. Like that, in several capacities, Adishesha serves him. And Yamanacharya has got a beautiful play on the word Sesha. The word Sesha in Sanskrit means one who is subservient. Seshi is the master. Seshaha asya astiti seshi. The relation between God and man is this Sesha Seshi relationship. The relation that subsists between a master and his subservient person. So Adisesha is really a Sesha because he molds his body in different forms and then serves the Lord in different capacity. Tirumarku Aravu. Aravu is Pambu. So the snake, there is also for Tirumal, there is Lord Vishnu. He acts in these different ways. That is the ultimate goal of human life according to the Sri Vaishnavas. Kaikariyam. One gentleman asked me an important question. Already the Nityasuris are there. There are so many people. And then those who are liberated from here, Muktas, they have to go there and then serve the Lord. So many people serving the Lord, in what way can they serve the Lord? Is there any opportunity for a person like me? Suppose I am freshly liberated, I want to go to Vaikuntha. What kind of service is left open for me? Everybody is doing something or other. What is the question? What is the answer? There I said, be a servant to this servant. Tvat bhrutya, bhrutya, paricharaka, bhrutya, 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 se bhrutya iti imam smara lokanatha. This is a beautiful statement of Mukundamala of Kulasekhara. He says, consider me as the servant in the nth degree to those who are directly related. Because I will be able to serve your devotee, who is also his devotee's devotee, devotee to the nth degree. Even that will be able to satisfy, sir. Majjanmanaha phalamidam, correct, that is the beginning of the shloka. Masukaita bhare mat prarthaniya madanugrahesha eva tvad bhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutyaha bhrutya servant bhrutyasya bhrutyaha servant servant paricharaka is also servant. So like that goes on. So that is how we can serve the Lord.
This pasuram, this Alvar's pasuram are also sanskritized by Deshikana.
No, that's okay. But the verse that I have read is from Kulasekara, who is himself an Aldwar. But Nammalvar also has a pasuram on that. Adiyar, Adiyar, Dham, Adiyar, Adiyar, Tamak, Adiyar, Adiyar, Tamak, Adiyar. Adiyar means servant. Adi means foot. Adiyar, one who serves the feet. A servant. Nammalvar already has expressed this idea in a beautiful way. So what I want to point out is, this Dasya, what the Gopikas want from Krishna, is the summum bonum of human life. That is the thing to be aspired for both here and in the hereafter.
Tanna prasida vrijanardana te angri moolam praptaha visrujya vasatihi tadupasana shaha svasundara smita nirikshana tivraka matatatmanam purushabhushana dehi dasyam vikshya alakavruta mukham tava Kundala Sri Gandasthala Adharasudham Hasita Avalokam Datta Vayancha Bhujadanda Yugam Vilokya Vakshasriya Ikaramanancha Bhava Madasya.
Krishna may ask, what is so enchanting in me that you want to become my servants, my slaves as it were? What is there so great in me? Krishna may turn around and ask, and he says, you have seen your beautiful face.
Vikshya Araka Avruta Mukham. Tava mukham, your face, which is avruta, covered by halakas, dangling locks of hair. It's a smashing beauty, Lord Krishna's face. Vikshya alaka avruta mukham, tava kundala sri gandasthala atharasudham. This one and the next expression, as the avalokam, form the adjectives, or the substantive, mukham. What kind of face is it? Kundala sri gandasthala atharasudham. It has got Kundalasri, the beautiful earrings. And as a result of which, the Gandastara, the cheeks also are beautiful. No? Look at the cheeks, how beautiful they are. Because the Kundalas are touching them. And Atharasudham, the beautiful nectarine lip. Hasita Avalokam, side glances mixed with beautiful smiles. So you have seen your face, which is really enchanting, beautiful. Then, Datta Abhayam Cha Bhuja Danda Yugam. Your two strong hands which have given protection to us on many an occasion. Earlier you know how Krishna saved the Gopa from several kind of calamities. Then Indra rained. Then he lifted the Govardhana mountain. So how strong these shoulders are. We have seen your strong shoulders. Right? Seen your beautiful face, kind, compassionate glances, and your strong hands. Datta Abhayam Cha Bhujadanda Yugam Vilokya. Not only that, Vakshaha Shriyaikaramanam.
Also, I have seen your chest, which is broad enough, which is the source of soul delight for Lakshmi. Shriya Ekaramanam. Looking at all these things, Dasyaha Bhavamaha. We are becoming your servants or slaves. In Sri Vaishnava language, these adjectives are called the Sharanya Guna Visheshas. Sharanya, a person who can offer your protection. Sharanagata is one who is going for help. To whom can you go? Unless the person on the other side can arouse confidence in you, you cannot take any desert. And we have seen the capacity in you to protect us. We have seen your beautiful face, because the Sharanya must always be smiling. If you frown at us,
Sharanya.
Saranam is upaya, means Sharanya, one who is offering you protection. The Lord is called Sharanya. Sharanya Tvatpadamulam Sharanam Prapadya Yamanachar. Hey Sharanya, Sharanam Datum Arhati Tyarthaha. The qualities of a person is to arouse confidence in the person who comes to him. Then looking at him, yes, I can go to him for help. He is going to help me definitely. That kind of capacity must be there in you, in the person to rouse confidence in you. This is called Sharanya Guna Visheshas. In the case of Krishna, the Gopika says, we have resorted to you because we have seen your beautiful face smiling and then comforting us. Well, very important. Somebody frowns at you, you can't go to him at all. You must be compassionate, understand your problems. Your sad glances, the gentle smiles have aroused confidence in us. So that is in the description of the face. Your strong hands, you know, that is another important feature. The strength of the Lord is unmistakable. Therefore, we have resorted to you. And also your chest, where you can hide ourselves. What a wonderful expression the Gopika said here. These are the three important features which are to be found in a Sharanya. Vikshya alakavruta mukham cha tava kundala shri ganda sthaladhara sudham hasita balokam datta bhayam cha bhujadandayagam vilokya vakshaha shriikaramanam cha bhavama dasyaha. Dasyaha bhavamaha. Dasi, dasyu, dasyaha bhava. Ka stri anga. Again the word anga comes there. Again and again, how dear Lord Krishna is to them. Ka stri anga. Stri plus anga, stri anga by sandhi. Iko yanachi according to Pani. Their e has become ya there.
Yeah.
Ka stri anga te kalapada ayata murchitena sammohita arya charitat na chalet trilokyam. Which woman, when entranced by your beautiful music, will not fall at your feet and give up all kinds of course of conduct? Everybody will deviate from the path. Say it again. Ka stri anga te kalapada ayata murchitena sammohita. Sammohita, bewitched by the murchita, means the melody, which is actually marked by the rise and fall, udatta and anudatta, the kind of musical notations, and also the new sweet words that are coming through. Kala pada ayata. Kala, indistinctly sweet. Pada, words. Ayata, the rise and fall of the swaras. And murchana means melody. That is the beauty of Krishna's music. Sammohita. Once she is bewitched, finish. There is the matter. Arya charitat na chalet. Na chalet. Which lady will not deviate from the fixed code of conduct? She may be a household lady, she'll still give up everything and come. Run like mad back to you. Trilokyam, not only this Gokula, Trilokyam, Triloki. According to Pandi, it is Trayanam, Lokanam, Samaharha. They aggregate in three words called Triloki. Triloka it must be, but Triloki, because another sutra of Pandi is that Dvigoho. It is called Dvigu compound. Sankhya Purvaha Dviguhu. Here, three is a number, numerical compound. It is called a dvigu in the language of the Himalayas. And that word will take a feminine suffix e at the end, so it becomes triloki. Triloki means the congregation of three worlds, the collection of three worlds: swarga, matya, and patala lokas. Panchanam, vatanam, samaharaha, panchavati. The famous place in Ramayana. Rama stayed at Panchavati. Because there are five banyan trees together. The place is called Panchavati. Panchanam, Vatanam, samahara panchavati vata becomes vati, that is according to this rule of Panini dvigoho. It is a dvigu compound.
So anything that when you put a numerical word first, it will always become a feminine.
That's right.
Okay.
Feminine, sir, always. Panchavatam was also vikalapaisa.
Panchavati. When it is a name of a
place.
Group also, it becomes saujnaya. Saujnaya is a name. Panchavati is the name of a place. Panchanali, it need not be
Panchanali
a name also. Panchanali, you know, when Damayanti Swayamvara took place, original Nala was there, number one. Four more gods also joined in the guise of Nala, Indra, Yama, Varuna, and then Agni. So the collection of five Nalas, all look like Nala only. That group is called Panchanali, very famous.
Panchanali Varna.
Yeah. So here it is Trilokyam, these three words. Which lady will not deviate from the path of conduct, good conduct, once she listens to her sweet music. Trailokya saubhagamidam cha niriksha rupam. Again and again they speak of the enchanting form of Lord Krishna. That is enough to mesmerize everybody. Yat godvija druma mrugaha polakani abhibhran. Looking at your enchanting form, O Krishna, go, the cattle, dvija, the birds, dvihi jayate iti dvijaha. First is form, the egg form, when it is hatched, it becomes a bird. So birds, druma, trees, mrugaha, deer, even these, polakani abhibhran, put forth haripulation. The hair stands on the end. That is the effect of Krishna's presence on all these living beings. Vyaktam bhavan vraja bhayarti haraha. Okay, next shloka. Vyaktam bhavan vraja bhaya arti haraha abhijataha devo yatha adi purushaha saraloka gopta. Vyaktam, clearly, we are able to understand very clearly, it is quite certain. Bhavan vraja bhaya artiharaha. You are here, you have taken a glorious birth. Abhijataha. Jataha will be enough. Abhijataha is a remarkable greatness of Lord Krishna, because the saulabhya, paratva and saulabhya are the two important characteristics, transcendental glory and easy affability. In no other incarnation of the Lord, this paratva has been so well exhibited as in Krishna. The way it is called abhijataha. Abhitaha jataha ne abhi, asman abhijataha. Only for our sake you are born in this community. Abhijataha devaha vraja bhaya artiharaha. To remove the fear and the anxiety of the inmates of Gokulam. Yatha adi purushaha suraloka gopta. Again, the comparison is being made with the supreme person. Even as the primordial person, namely Lord Vishnu, manifested himself how? As the protector of the world of the gods. Suraloka Gopta. This is a reference to Vamana Avatara. Lord Vishnu became Vamana. He was born to Aditi. Aditi is also mother of all the other gods. They are called Aditya for that reason. Indra himself was an Aditya, a son of Aditi. And subsequent to Indra's birth, Vamana Avatara took place to the same mother Aditi. And hence, Vishnu also is known as Upendra. Upa means the younger brother of Indra, Upendra. So that reference is made here with the Gopika. You can thereby understand that they are not altogether illiterate. They knew everything about the Purana, the mythologies, about Krishna and then his previous incarnations. Vyaktam bhavan bhaya artiharaha abhijataha devo yatha adi purushaha suraloka gopta tanno nidhehi karapankajam artabandho. He artabandho, this is a very significant expression. You are relative of those who are tormented in this world. Artanam bandhuhu artabandhuhu. Arti means sickness, maybe mental or physical. We are suffering because of transmigrative existence. And you are our close relative. Tanno nidhehi karapankajam. Taba karapankajam nidhehi. Please, the word karapankajam, padapankajam, everything is lotus only with the Lord. No other word is possible.
Kararavindena padaravindam. Nilashuka's famous verse. Kararavindena padaravindam. Mukharavinde vinivesayantam. Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam. Balam mukundam manasasmarami. The child Krishna, the time of Pralaya. He lies on the banyan leaf, cosmic ocean. And what is he trying to do? Kara Aravindena, this is a lotus-like hand. Pada Aravindam, his lotus-like foot. Mukha Aravinde, lotus-like mouth, nivesham he keeps it. This is an unmistakable, beautiful suggestion about the threefold activity of the Lord. Mukha stands for devolution, pralaya. Kara for creation, and the feet for sustenance. So Srishti, Sthiti and Samhara are there in the hands of Lord only. He is responsible. And again, the beauty of comparing the feet or the hands of the Lord with the lotus is here. A full-blown lotus, you can see, take the leaf, you can see even the tender leaves in it, the lines, everything is so clear. The Lord's hands and feet also like that. What is so beautiful about the soles or the feet of the Lord or the palms of the Lord? You can see here the Samudrika marks, if you are able to read them. They indicate the supremacy of the Lord.
కదా పునః శంఖరథాంగకల్పకధ్వజారవిందాంకుశ వజ్రలాంఛనం త్రివిక్రమ త్వచ్చరణాంబుజద్వయం మదీయ మూర్ధానమలంకరిష్యతి
యామునాచార్య స్తోత్రరత్న ఓ లార్డ్ వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు కీప్ యువర్ ఫీట్ ఆన్ మై హెడ్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుట్ ఈజ్ ద లార్డ్స్
కదా పునః శంఖ దీస్ ఆర్ ది మార్క్స్ ది లైన్స్ ఫార్మ్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ డయాగ్రామ్ ఎ డిజైన్ యూఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు రీడ్ దెమ్ యూ కెనాట్ యాక్చువల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దెమ్ There are few people who can read and understand and interpret. The marks, they look like Shankha, yeah. Rathanga, Chakra. Rasasyangam, Rathangam, the veer, that is Chakra. Shankha, Rathanga, Kalpaka, Kalparuksha. Dhwaja, banner. Aravinda, lotus. Vajra, a goad. Lanchanam, these are the marks. Many more are there, only a few have been mentioned because of the constraints of space here in a meter like this.
Kada punaha shankaradhanga kalpaga dhvaja aravindankusha vajralanchanam trivikrama twacharanambujadvayam madiya murdhanam alankarishyati.
When are you going to keep your feet on my head? O Lord, is the prayer of Lord Minita Vyamunacharya. So, the comparison of the Lord's feet and hand with the lotus is very, very significant because the Lord displaying the unmistakable signs of his paratva, his greatness, his supremacy. Why, even when Krishna stands like this, sometimes you can see one foot cross. It's called Yatyasta Pada. Yatyasta Pada Ravinda Chintanamurta Narayana Tirtha. That's a beautiful song. Yatyasta Pada, there's a special beauty in it. Why? Because the Lord is allowing you to have a sight into his souls. You can see. Because one foot you stand like this, you can't see what is there under the foot. The other foot, kept this way, is enabling you to have a darshan into the marks of this foot that indicate his paratva.
Tanno nidehi, now go to God, says, your lotus hand, may it touch there.
Karapankajam artabandho taptastaneshucha shirasucha kinkarinam. Let it touch the stana, the breasts as well as shirasu, the heads of our men, tormented, heated bodies. Taptastaneshu. The word stana need not be taken in a secular sense. It is very close to the chest, the hridaya is here. So somebody who is in anxiety and then worry, if a great man comes and touches you here, all your anxiety, and then when he does it like this, just finish, your life has come to an end. So Krishna, why don't you give us that opportunity? Console us. We are so much tormented and agitated. Bless us. Consoling and then blessing are the two things mentioned here by the expressions Karapankajam Staneshu Nidehi Shirasucha Dehi. And again see the word Kinkarinam Dasinam Ichara. Who is a Kinkara? Kim Karomi Iti Purchati. The servant must really ask you, sir, what shall I do for you? We have to ask him every day, all our servants. But real Kinkara is one who, even without asking what the master wants, will serve him, as I quoted the verse of Alvari before. So this is how the Gopikas made their appeal to him.
This could be a genitive plural.
Kinkariyam, genitive plural. Kinkariyam, dasiyam, asmakam, taptas taneshu, sarasucha, karapankajam, nidhehi. That is the prayer. Sri Sukaha Vuvacha. Now Shuka tells the king, Prekshit. Iti vikkalabitam tasam srutva yogeshwareshwaraha prahasya. Again this is smiling. All the time he keeps smiling. And that's what he wants to do. Iti vikkalabitam tasam srutva yogeshwareshwaraha prahasya sadayam gopihi atma ramopi ari ramat. Yogeshwareshwaraha. Some readings are Yogeshwareshwaraha. Yogeshwara, Ishwara, or Yogeshwara, Ishwara, both is okay. One who is the master of those who are adepts in yoga, or the greatest ascetics.
Yogeshwara, Yoginam Ishwara.
Yeah, both. Yatra Yogeshwara, Krishna. Yatra Partho, Dhanurdha. This is the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita also. Iti vikkalabitam tasam shrutva, listening to this pitiful prayer of the Gopikas, the Lord who is a master of the great yogins, prahasya, smiled gently, mandam hasitva ichardha, prahasya, sadayam with compassion, that is very important. Daya, compassion is the most wonderful quality of the Lord. In its absence, everything else stands to advantage. When daya is in it, not there, no other merit to the Lord appears to devotee. This is what Vedanta says.
Daya sataka.
The Lord has innumerable qualities. Jnana bala aishwarya virya shakti mukhaha dosha abhave yuhu yete idanama daye tvaya vinabhutaha. Oh daya, if you are not there, all these good qualities become minus points only. Jnana is there, bala is there, aishwarya is there, virya unexcelled. Everything is present in the Lord, but all these will become defects. Dosha bhaveyuhu yete yedinama, if at all, daye o daya tvaya vinabhuta, if you are not there. So daya is the most important quality of the Lord. That is why sadayam gopihi atma ramahopi ariramate. The Lord is called atma aramaha. That is one who sports within himself. Why? Because he always self-contented. He doesn't want anything to be attained by playing with others, not even speaking to others. But still, out of compassion for the Gopikas, Ari Ramat, he played with them, he made them happy. Ari Ramat is the Irish past tense of Ram, to sport. Vishaya Vimukhopi, Atma Ramopi, always averse to any kind of material enjoyment, still he played with them for their satisfaction, to make them happy. Why? Because they love him. The most motiveless love you can ever imagine is that of Gopikas. Tabhis sameta bhirudara cheshtitaha priyekshanot pulla sakhi virachutaha udaraha sadvija kunda dhidhitihi yarochata ainankaiva uduhirutaha. This verse the meter has changed here. There are four lines here, four quarters. I don't know to what extent you are familiar with the prosody part of it. The first quarter is in a meter called Indra Vamsha.
Yes.
The remaining three, Priyakshanotphulla, Udarahasa, and then Ainankayiva, are in the what is called the Vamshastha meter.
These are not the common meters, though.
They are common meters, but here what he has done is has mixed them. One quarter is in the Indra Vamsha meter, the other three are in a different meter called Vamshastha. Such a combination is called Upajati.
Yes.
Upajati is a name given to such mixtures. So, Tabhisame, and when the poets write, it comes spontaneous. They never search for the meter. What meter shall I use? They will never think about it. What figure of speech should I use? No, it will come to them automatically, says Anandarathana. Ahamahamikaya parapatanti. Ahamahamika means competing with each other. I will go first. Each figure of speech will be vying with each other. Each meter will be vying with each other so that it will present itself before the great poet, like Kalidasa and these sages, you know. So the meter comes to them spontaneously without any conscious effort on their part. ಸಮೇತಾಭಿಹಿ ಸಮೇತಾಭಿಹಿ ಉದಾರಚೇಷ್ಟಿತಃ ಪ್ರಿಯೇಕ್ಷಣ ಉತ್ಫುಲ್ಲ ಮುಖೀಭಿಹಿ ಅಚ್ಯುತಃ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಯು ಡೌನ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಯು ಡೌನ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ನ ಚ್ಯಾವಯತಿ ಇತಿ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಚ್ಯೂ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ರಾದರ್ ಟು ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನ ಚ್ಯಾವಯತಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಯು ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ There is a beautiful verse in Yamunacharya's Stotra Ratna. People says, Oh Lord, help me. I am suffering. I am not able to walk on this bhava marga, the samsara path. Why? It is constantly pouring down. Aviveka ghanandha dingmukhe bahudha santata dukkha varshini bhagavan bhavadurdine pathaskaritam mam avalokaya achyuta. Oh achyuta avalokaya shumidhi path. Because I have lost my way. Aviveka ghana andha dingmukhe. All the directions have become darker because of heavy clouds. And what are the clouds? Aviveka, my own ignorance, my own maya, dushkuta karma, whatever it is. It has covered the whole sky. Aviveka ghana andha dingmukhe. I don't know which direction I have to take. Dingmukha, andha, it has become blinded by, for me. Bahudha santata dukkha varshini. All the time it has been raining, cats and dogs, nothing but misery and suffering. Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan, you are capable of doing everything. Bhava durdine, the word durdinam has a special meaning in Sanskrit. What is durdinam? Rainy day. Megha channe, akini, durdinam is a bad day also. Hmm? Very heavily it rains, no? It is durdina, you
in
can't
India.
Go anywhere. Everywhere.
Here.
Goes beyond a limit. No rain at all. Bhavadurdine
yeah.
pathaskalitam. I have lost my way. Achyuta avalokaya. Show me the path over that. Vedanta, this is a beautiful kanikam. Achyutaha swayam chavati chet nakinchit karoti. Na chavate na chet chavayeti achyuta. One who doesn't sleep himself, only such a person can help us. He is sure yeah, of taking us to this other side. So the word Achyuta is very significant here. You alone can help us because you know the root. You are capable of doing everything. Tabhi sameta bhihi udara cheshtitaha priyekshana utpulla mukhi bhihi achyutaha udaraha sadvijakunda didhitihi vyarojata yanankaiva udibhihi urutaha Krishna arachyuta vyarojata shan Vi arochata vyarochata raja ityarthaha. He appeared very beautiful, magnificent, splendid in the company of the Gopikas. How was he? Yenankaha udvihi vrutaha iva. Like the moon surrounded by the clusters of stars. Udvihi nakshatrehi vrutaha parivrutaha yenankaha. Who is yenanka? The moon. Why? Because it's got anka. Black spot. It is considered by several people or fancied rather in several ways. Yena. Yena is a deer. It looks like a deer sitting. So it's called Yenaanka. Yenaankaha iva Chandraha iva Kathambhutaha Chandraha iva Udivihi urutaha Nakshatraihi Parivrutaha Chandraha iva Vyarochata Praraja Vyarajata. Krishna was like the moon surrounded by clusters of stars. And how the gopikas? Tabihi, sametabihi, in their company, udara cheshtitaha, the Lord of magnificent or magnanimous acted. He is going to bless them in 1,000 different ways. So all magnanimity is there, the Lord's only. Udara cheshtitaha, priya ikshana utpalla mukhi bihi. Those gopikas are utpalla mukhi bihi. Till a moment ago, they were crying and weeping inconsolable. Now they are very happy. Their face blooming like lotuses. Priya ikshana utpulla mukhi bhihi achyutaha udarahasa dvijakunda dithitihi. Dithiti, the beautiful splendor coming out of his kunda, dvijakunda. The word dvija here means teeth. Dvihi jayate. Teeth come a second time. Huh? So, dvijakunda, they are like jasmine buds. White, shining teeth of the Lord. Udara Hasa, a gentle smile coming out. The teeth can be seen clearly, like buds of beautiful jasmine. And the Lord is like a veritable moon surrounded by stars. See the beauty, the comparison with the great sages. What is the relationship between Krishna and Gopis? Keep asking again and again. Because the adjectives are sometimes so misleading. We understand in a mortal way. Only. They never rise to the spiritual heights of the great sages like Sutta. The Lord is like moon, and Gopikas are like the stars. What is the distance between the nearest star and the moon?
More than a few miles.
It looks as they are very close, but the Lord is away from everybody. Gopikas are there. That is beauty, the comparison. Vedanta Desika in his Gopala Vimshi has a beautiful verse. He assumes Naika Bhava. Gopala Desika imagines himself as a Naika, the bride of the Lord. He says, Hridi Mugdha Shikhanda Mandanaha Lihitaha Kena Mamesha Silpina Madhuradhara Vallavangana Vadanam Bhoja Divakaro Yuva. I don't know who has carved out the beautiful face of a smiling young lad on my heart. My heart is like a stone, so to say. But some sculptor has carved out the beautiful image of a smiling youth. That is Krishna. Hridi Mugdha Shikhanda Mandanaha. That youth has got a beautiful peacock feather tucked in his hair. Mugdha Shikhanda Mandanaha Lihitaha Kena. Who is a sculptor that has carved out this beautiful picture in my heart? Mama Yesha Silpina. And who is that young man? Madhuradhara Vallavangana Vadanam Bhoja Divakaro Yuva. He is like Divakara, like the sun for the lotus like faces of the Gopikas. Where is the sun and where are the lotuses? See the difference? Even from a distance, he can make everybody happy. That is the relation really between Gopikas and Krishna. He appears to be very close to them, he is far, far away. That is the magic, you may say so. That is the beautiful way in which Krishna keeps all his devotees. Here again the comparison between the moon and the stars, with the sun and the lotus. Everything is so beautiful here. So in this verse expressing the mixture of different kinds of meters, the poet also has suggested the difference between Krishna and Gopikas. This is my contention here. Two different meters are clubbed together here. In one line only we have got the Indra Vamsha. In the three others there is Vamshastha. Gopikas, plural number, so many, but Krishna is always different from them. Though they appear to be blended, all the time the distinction is maintained. Upagiyamanaha udgayan vanita shatayutapaha malam vibhrat vaijayantim vyacharat mandayam vanam. Again the matter has changed now. It is called Anushtu again. Upagiyamanaha, he is being sung by the Gopikas. Gopikas have been singing his glory. Udgayan, the Lord also has started singing. How? In the pitch of his voice. Udgayan. No longer any small tunes, but he is also singing aloud, joining their chorus. Vanita Shata Yuthapaha. He is like the Yuthappa, the king elephant, surrounded by a number of she elephants. Vanita Shata Yuthapaha. Hundreds of girls are there around him. Malam Bibhrat Vaijayantim. Wearing that beautiful garland called Vaijayanti, which is strewn with number of wild flowers, beautiful fragrances. Vyacharati Mandayan Vanam, he moved everywhere in the forest, whichever part he went to, beautiful, illumined. The Lord sanctified the whole forest area by his movements in the company of these birds. Nadyaha Pulinam Avishya. Then he reached the Pulinam, the sandbank, the sand dunes of the Yamuna River. Nadyaha Purinam Avishya Gopi Vihi Himavalukam. Purinam is Himavalukam. Valuka is the sands. The sands are Hima, cool to touch. According to some commentators, Himavalukam. Hima is gold.
Gold.
It has become golden dust for the Lord as he trod. Himavalukam Reme Tattarala Ananda Kumuda Amoda Vayuna. The Lord himself was very happy because of the Amoda Vayu, the fragrant breeze, the fragrance came from the Kumuda, the lilies, and also Tattarala Anangi, Ananda,
some Pathabhedas are there. Tarala Asangi, Tarala Anandi. Tarala means shaky. The the small ripples in the Yamuna have generated the beautiful fragrance to be wafted along. So the Lord is very happy, gravitating himself with the fragrant breezes that are blowing across the river Yamuna. So with the Gopikas he reached the place. Bahu prasara parirambha karala koru nivi stanalabhana narmanakhagrapatehi kshvelya avalokahasitehi vrajasundarinam uttambhayan ratipatim ramayam chakara. This is a verse in Vasanta Telaka meter. A different meter is being used here. Bahu prasara, this is how the Lord is entertaining or playing with the Gopikas. Bahu prasara, he is stretching his hands on the shoulders of these girls. Parirambha, sometimes he embraces them. Kara, alaka, uru, nivi, stana, alabhana. Alabhana means samsparsha, love to touch. He is touching their hands, the gentle locks of hair, their legs, the teeth, nivi, the knots of cloth here, stana, alabhana, narma. He is also cutting jokes now and then. And then nakha agra patehi, nakha agra, the tip of his nail, he is also piercing them gently. Kshvelya means kridaya, sportively. Avaloka hasitaihi, he looks at them, smiles at them. Vrajasundarina muttambhayana, in this process, Ratipatim, the word Rati means the name of Manmatha's wife. Ratipati is therefore Manmatha. Uttambhayan, kindling passion in their hearts. Ramayam Chakara, he played with. This is the way in which Krishna entertained those Gopikas. Evam Bhagavataha Krishnati, now happens the most important situation. All the Gopikas then became very proud. Well, Lord Krishna himself is playing with me. Each girl took that way. So I am on the top of the world. I am the most beautiful woman in creation. This kind of ego or false idea has come into their minds. Evam Bhagavataha Krishnat Labdhamanaha Mahatmanaha. Bhagavataha Mahatmanaha Krishnat Panchami Bhakti. Because of Krishna, Labdhamanaha Labdhagarvaha. The pride has gone to their heads.
Labdhamanaha Yabhihitavihita.
Atmanam menire strinam maninyaha adhikam bhuvi maninyaha. These girls, atmanam strinam abhidhikam bhuvi menire. Strinam madhye, strong woman, where is it of most? Abhidhikam. Nobody can equal us, that kind of pride they have. Good natural. The Krishna knew the point where to stop them. He didn't give them a long rope. That this is time for me to teach a lesson. The Krishna belongs to nobody. At the same time, he belongs to everybody. The Gopika should not think that he is their possession. Tasam tat saubhagamadam vikshya. Looking at their saubhagamada, the intoxicated state, or you may call it the vanity. And also, manam cha keshavaha, the false pride they have also. Keshavaha is a very significant expression. Kascha, ishascha, kashkeshav. Ka is the name of Brahma. Isha is Shiva, one who is superior even to Brahma and Shiva. Keshavaha, prashamaya, prasadaya, tatraiva, antaradhiyata. Prashamaya, to quell down their pride, saubhagamada. Prasadaya, and also to grace them further. That is according to one Vaishnava commentator. Uttarottara, abhinivesha, sampadana, rupa anugrahaya. He wants to bless them further so that they will not be attached to the physical attraction only.
Uttarottara.
Something more. Uttarottara, abhinivesha, apadana, anugraha. He is going to bless them further. He is going to teach them how to meditate upon Lord. Earlier also he taught them a lesson.
Hmm.
And they are taking bath, you know. This is not the way of taking bath. You are going to perform the worship. You should not bathe naked. That's why I took away your saris, he said. He is now going to teach them about the real way of doing worship. What really is abiding in life? What is the ultimate goal of humanity? These higher lessons of philosophy is going to teach them. That is why he suddenly vanished from their midst.
Tasam tat saubhajamadam vikshya manam cha keshavaha prashamaya. Prashamaya means madasya manasya prashamaya. To put down their false ego and vanity. Prasadaya, and also to bless them further. Tatra iva, that very place, that very moment. Tadaiva ichardha, the moment they had an idea. Well, we are on the top of the world. Finished. He wanted to teach a lesson. And then he disappeared on the spot. Tatra iva antarathiyata. Om. So let us have a day. We'll take up these. According to the syllabus, I think the 30th verse is not chapter, not included in that verse.
I don't think it's. I don't think you have to keep strictly to that.
You can continue, sir.
Okay, right. We'll do that. Very important.
May I just ask one question?
Please.
It's to do with the way Sanskrit works. It's verse number 41.
Okay.
The first line, after Devo, Yatha, and there is two half hours.
Yeah, Adi Purusha. Yatha, Adi Purusha.
But why don't they just have normal Adi? Why do they have this half sign?
No, it is not not necessary actually. These Avagrahas, there are
Avagraha,
two Avagrahas.
Why
places.
Do they have it as Avagraha instead of the full thing?
Yatha, Adi Purusha. You mean without Avagraha, you want long
yeah.
Adi itself?
Yeah.
Then the meter will fall.
Ah, okay.
Hypermetric it becomes. One syllable will become extra.
I
it's
see.
Called hypermetric.
So this is to conform with the meter that you have these
yeah,
avagraha.
Yeah. In fact, we need not have avagraha here at all. Yathadi purusha,
yeah.
In sandhi itself becomes one long.
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
That is alone when required by Paninian grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Placing the avagrahas is un-Paninian.
Okay, that's, yeah, I was getting
confused.
But
still,
over there.
The editors of this edition, you know,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to make us understand clearly that there is no long order. For our own guidance, they have kept like this. Strictly speaking, this avagraha mark will come only when short a is elided.
Mm-hmm.
Pandian grammar.
Yeah.
Engaha, padantad ati, there is a grammatical rule. Like Vishnu ava. Vishnu ava. A is delighted.
Yeah.
It is indicated by one single mark.
Mm.
It is the only thing sanctioned by Pandit, but not. This is for our own understanding.
Okay. And in Sanskrit, when you say it's a single syllable,
hmm.
how does that word differ from an English syllable?
I don't understand.
You say there are so many syllables in a particular, in a meters,
meter.
Are divided into number of syllables.
Yathadi
purusha.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm asking is that what constitutes a Sanskrit syllable? Is it a full word in itself or just
it's just
a
syllable.
Sound?
It's just a syllable.
Just,
it's
as, in the,
yes,
just
yes.
as in English.
Yeah,
in English.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Nice.
from a siddhi. Yeah, so it's supposed to be four siddhis. I mean, when you read the earlier part, there's one Ishta Siddhi and there are two other siddhis. I can't remember their names. All.
In Sojourners.
No, written by other peoples.
Ah.
Other people. Apparently, there are four siddhis.
Yeah.
I mean, these are. I mean, I was just. This is not what you'd get me. I thought that was. Yeah, you photocopied an ice cream siddhi written by Sureshwara.
Yeah.
There is another siddhi written by something else called Ishta Siddhi, I think.
Oh.
There are four different types like that.
Are you talking about the Siddhanta? Siddhanta Bindu.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I was glad to read this morning in one of the Ramakrishna Math people saying that because Shankaracharya, Adi Shankara, the concept of Maya, he doesn't really, or Avidya, doesn't really talk much about it but concentrates more on the Brahman. Later on, he ended up with so many schools trying to work out where that Maya is.
But they had to account for it, they thought.
Yeah, they had to account
Let
for
us
it.
Account for it.
And none of them actually had the same account of it.
No, and that's how Vedanta became, I think, a very mystical tradition, which wasn't before.
This is that by...
Oh, this is the
Goldman's.
The Goldman's
Deva
book. That's the first one
Deva
I used.
Vani.
I think it's better
Praveshika.
Than
Deva Vani. Vani Praveshika. Okay.
I think it's good. It's better than Kusuma.
Kusuma I find difficult. I don't know if I'm off, he's trying to talk. This is the best. When you were taught with this book, were you? You learned it by yourself by reading this book.
No, I just, after I had to suffer through, not Kusuma,
McDonald's?
No, a real old one. The 1 year.
I'll get this book then.
Okay,
I'll get it.
I think you'll find it a bit easier, I think. And also the texts are kind of nice, they're easy to, even though I have my handwriting all over the place,
okay,
which might not be very helpful.
But
did you know,
but the Colson, it's a splodge. Very often, everything, bits of splodges.
Yes. Yes.
So
I hear that it sounds like there's some kind of continuity. I mean, it's mostly like extracts from the Ramayana, and it's kind of like any, you know, kind of like the text really kind of fit the chapter.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's right on, you know. It's
yeah.
It's well put together.
I because the after this first sessions, because I can't do the second term, if they allow me to do it next year, there's going to be a huge gap where I'll have to work on my own. Colson, I can't do it on my own. My husband looked at it. He says he won't be able to work with Colson on his own even today.
I think with this one you can be almost like working as an autodidact, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to see if I can do some translation. You want to join, like last time?
I'll just work with some words with him. I'll keep my mouth shut and work with him.